did have to suspend personnel policy 3.5, which is the issuance of contracts. And so this is tied to the LEARNS Act. And because of some of the still unknowns that we don't really have at this point within rules and regs and the development of that, we're going to press pause on that so that we can have the clearest picture that we have as far as, you know, issuing contracts. The things that we do know is that minimum teaching salary will be moved to $50,000, and anybody else on the teacher's salary will receive a $2,000 increase through the LEARNS Act. We are discovering that does not cover all the individuals that fall on our certified teacher policy, or the amount of revenue that we've been designated to receive for that does not cover. So we're really having to look at and see what kind of per student foundation formula increases we're going to receive. The board got to hear from a number of teachers and then also recognize students. We were able to recognize Youth Art Month and a number of our student artists and our art teachers and some of the incredible work that they did. Also, Mr. Chetnik was present along with our choir students with band and recognizing the highlights from state band and choir. And then we had the opportunity to hear from our foreign language instructors and the work that's doing. One of the highlights from that is that Mountain Home has three separate foreign languages, and we offer three levels within those three foreign languages. And so for a school district to have that kind of opportunity for in-person learning is just incredible, and it really is an attribute to the board's commitment and investment in, you know, those student opportunities, and then having highly qualified teachers to come in and be able to teach those classes. As far as board action items, a couple of things, we did ask for a bank contract renewal, and so that will be an extension of our current services with Farmers and Merchants. And then we also approved MOUs with Guy Berry. And so Guy Berry has certainly been in existence for over a decade now, but some folks may not remember or may not know that we're actually a cooperating school district. So our area schools have the opportunity to send students on a per student per day rate to Guy Berry to utilize our ALE and now our manufacturing educational program there. So it's kind of a unique model, but one that we're proud of and one that certainly Mr. Jeff Kincaid does an excellent job of providing those opportunities to our kids.